Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
Where are we going to go this time?
Well, in the last story, you mentioned a little bit about the mRNA tech and how it's dehumanizing people and how their personality is changing, almost like they've been lobotomized. And I think this is a really good topic to go deeper into and look what's happening in people's bodies, brains, minds, because of this interference.
Oh, this is beautiful. The word robotomized.
Yeah.
Really puts it in place, because lobotomized is what is happening. What people are unaware of is that some of the people in these pain industries, they used to do the lobotomy. The people who are in this injection industry, some of them were used to doing the lobotomy. So you take this ice pick, stick it up the eye of people and wreck their frontal lobes so that their perspective of on life and reality is lost, because the cells are, which process that, are no longer capable of doing that. And where do I go from here? Robotomized, lobotomized, robotics, artificial intelligence, artificial stupidity, classical science, outsider observer, church religion, popes declaring that they know what reality is about, telling others what to do, slave mastery, Egypt, Babylon, Khazars. There are so many strands of thoughts coming together. It looks a bit like a neural plexus in the body, where all these neurons come together and connect up and swap stories, and this tick 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 of the neurons goes into the brrr of the neural plexus. So this topic of robotomized is like one of the surfaces of the ocean where the waves are blown about. And fortunately, I studied wave mechanics, so I know that don't look at the drops that are tossed up by the waves. Don't be baffled by the crests where the wave seems to be towering high. Just realize that the wave has two sides, one side going up, one side going down, and that the crest simply shows the direction where the wave goes, and that the other waves also have their crests or their slopes. And stop looking at the waves, but start looking at the wave patterns. This is what I did in the engineering school. When you start to see that there's patterns in the wave, you can also understand that the many waves are actually just one wave. So the many stories in what we hear are just one intent. That's this whole principle of the world being the prism by which our freedom of choice is unfolded, and you can see what effect your intent has on the thought world, what kind of effect it has on the electromagnetism of what people wish to believe, what kind of effect it has on the chemistry of convictions, what kind of result it has on the behavior, the conduct of people, and of yourself. So robotomized is about the understanding which alchemy already offered, that when we look at reality, we need to see that reality is not real. We need to see that the visible hides the invisible. That's what the occultists always mentioned. That what you see hides, the Latin word for is occultare, that what you do not see. So that's also the story of Odin, Wodan. If you want to see what really is, you need to close your eyes. So that depicted as Odin losing an eye. Actually, what they try to depict is that you need to look with your third eye. Don't look outside, but look inside. And then once you start to see inside, then you can start to make sense of what's going on outside. So unraveling that word robotomized, there are a couple of directions I need to go. And in a way, I have to see it fall in place, because it's just like that tapestry of waves on the water. I need to help understand that it is not complex. It is not a spray of water splashing you in the face from the surface of the water where the crests of the waves break up in the wind. It is not about the crest of the waves which toss your little boat of the mind up and down. It's not the waves which sort of sully your soul one way and the other. But it's simply that an ocean which, like spirit, simply carries everything. So how can I most quickly lead from the drops in the air and the crest of the wave to the wave to the ocean? Essentially, it is about the ocean. And let me take that trail. Because what I want to show is that the idea of robotomization is based on a misunderstanding of reality. It comes from the psychopaths, the people who are disconnected from soul, the people who tell other people that soul does not exist because they don't feel it, because they're caught up in their inner trauma, the people who pretend that what they know is what there is to know because they live in their little hell and cannot look beyond. I need to be able to build a bridge between the realm of the idiots, from the Greek word idios, the people who look at themselves or specifically look at their old unresolved trauma, versus the, let's call them the angels, the people who are connected to soul and live in spirit, from spirit. So the idiots live in their little hell. They believe that reality is, and the spirit beings know that it is all a realization. Fortunately, I'm a bridge builder, so let's see how I can build this bridge, because it is a bridge between the material and the immaterial. And of course, the people who believe in the immaterial, they don't have a belief. They know it. They have a wisdom. They are aware that they live with freedom of choice in spirit, that there is a universe in which everything is connected. Everything has its shape by its specific origin and has its specific place by its specific coming to be. And everything is connected, and that connectedness is seen and experienced as love. So the people with love on the one side, so to say, and then on earth they meet the people without love, the people living in hell, the people caught up in belief on the other side. As these people live in hell, they live in their old trauma, they are caught up in their own trauma that is stored in their memory. The memory is processed by that local computer in the body brain called mind. So those people are actually living thoughts from the past in their memory banks as it is regurgitated but not redigested by mind. So they have their unresolved trauma, and as they keep on chewing it, it's like their whole life diet is about eating chewing gum. They can spit it out, they can swallow it, but it just comes back as it was, and they can chew it and it just stays as it is. So those people in their hell, in their old trauma, they need help because they can't get out of that addiction. So somebody needs to get the chewing gum out of their system and needs to put some healthy light food in there, so that they can start to digest reality as it is, instead of that illusion which they have gotten stuck into. That's the old saying of the people who are living in hell. They just relive again and again and again the traumatic experiences which they could not resolve. So welcome to Earth. heaven is here, hell is here, the angels are here, the devils are here. You choose which is which by what you want to believe in. Do you realize that everything is connected and everything is soul, or are you operating from a hole in the soul which is not connected to the soul? Then you are doing the devilish thing. If you do the devilish thing, then you believe that reality is real. That means that you're looking at the material stuff. Classical science, beautiful example. Everything is material. Everything needs to be predictable, verifiable, repeatable. They actually have the other way around. Verifiable, repeatable, predictable. But if things are verifiable, repeatable, predictable, then that means, as science calls it, invariant. Invariant means it doesn't change. If it doesn't change, it means there is no development. If there's no development, that's called hell. Invariance is the typical characteristic of a closed system. Another word for a closed system is hell. So when people talk about the science of matter with the tenets of material science, verifiable, repeatable, predictable, they're talking about a dead science and a hell science. That means that the image of reality that they have, the realization that they made for themselves, is that of a hell. It cannot change, it does not change, it will not change. There is no life in it. And when people use that model of invariance, hell, as the picture that is, and tell others that that is what is, and don't leave it to others to experience what they experience, then you get a whole education system which tells people everything is material, and in a way your life is immaterial. But the fun part is that when they say your life is immaterial, for them it means meaningless, but for the other people, the angels, it means, yes, I know my life is immaterial, and my being, my existence, is in consciousness, which we also called spirit, because how can you describe the invisible? You cannot see what moves the wind, what moves the leaves in autumn. You know that's the wind. The wind is called spiritus. So let's call it spirit for that what moves everything that we see, but we cannot see what moves it. So the spirit people know that their life is immaterial, but the other people with the material life, they believe that everything is material and everything is about the only things that matter is what matters. That's where the money belief system comes in, all kind of other superstitions come out of that. But when people look at that, as an engineer, that's how I learned to look at things. You see the material. It's wonderful stuff. There's lots of materials to play with. So the kindergarten toy box is full of all kind of things. You can build bridges, you can build dams, you can have material do all kind of stuff. Others from that same school use that to pollute the planet, to create droughts and destroy the planet. We all have the freedom of choice to use the hammer one way or the other way, to use the musical instrument one way or the other way, to use technology one way or the other way. And the people who then believe in the material, they think that the material is what it is all about. So if you have the material, then you can build clocks. First you can build a weaving machine. So instead of you having to hold the threads, you have a wooden frame to hold the threads for you, and instead of you having to thread the thread from one end to the other in the tapestry, you use a little bit of wood and throw that across and throw it back across. So use this instrument for you instead of you doing it. And then by an extension, you can also build a computer. By an extension, you can also build a robot. So you simply have created something which is the equivalent of a musical instrument, but a bit more like a clock, In a musical instrument, everything is there so that you can do it, and what you do gets amplified. In a clock, how you can do something. It's the same as pushing a pendulum, but the pendulum pushes itself now because you added a spring, and all you have to do is wind the clock every week, or then you discover that there is something called a battery, and you invent something called a little motor, and then you have to replace the battery every year. But you simply have created a little pendulum, a little swing, a little material echo which replicates something that you have been doing before. That's the world of computing. It is a mirroring or aping mechanism. Whatever you have done, it can do too. Everything you can do, I can do better, is what they think, but it doesn't do it better because it can only repeatable, verifiable, predictable. It cannot get out of that loop because that belief system of material science already says that it is hellish. It cannot do the undone. It doesn't acknowledge freedom of choice. It doesn't study freedom of choice. And so what they end up with is that non-freedom of choice kind of materiality or material reality. And robotics is just one aspect of that, of things which are verifiable, repeatable, predictable. And that the robot is not based on a clockwork anymore, but now has batteries. Maybe he doesn't even have battery, but uses a Wi-Fi for its energy. And maybe doesn't look like a clock, but looks more like a human. That doesn't make it human. The idea that if you look at the material science, that you can... that's the whole Lucifer story. If you believe in the material and then you play God by pretending that you're an outsider observer, and you play God by pretending that you can do anything and it doesn't matter, you pollute the whole planet, that as a devil you play God because you can pretend that you do or know while in fact you don't, the whole story of the fallen angel is about those people who are incarnated and got trapped into the material and started to believe that the material is it. They forgot their origin. That the psychopath forgot their spiritual nature. The psychopath forgot that the universe is built on love. The psychopath no longer experiences love, the connection to other. The psychopath sees other as an extension of themselves because they're like little babies, they holler and they want to be served. That is called a narcissistic entitlement. And they cannot see the other because they're just trapped in their little hell loop. I'm getting a bit bitter on this, perhaps in my story. Huh? Well, actually, I'm not getting bitter. I'm just describing what you can see if you understand that the material is simply the material. And the alchemist already said that. The material comes from the fluid. The fluid comes from the gas, and the gas comes from the fire or the light. That's what science since found. And the whole paradox is that the superstition of material reality, it should have been thrown out the door a century ago, because a century ago it was clear that matter is formed of molecules. Einstein showed that with his equation. His relativity equations are based on the dynamics of molecules. Lots of molecules in the universe, lots of processes in the universe, so it has other meanings in the universe as well. But essentially he described what happens at the electromagnetic electron flow in molecules and their dynamics. His original model was grass seeds on water. Max Planck at the same time. They were buddies. They talked together. Max Planck said, well, actually there's also the atoms. So if you look at the atoms, it's a bit different. In the molecules you have electron flow, you have a time cycle. In the atoms you have an electron jump, you have an energy jump. So for Einstein it was time, for Max Planck it was energy, but on the whole everybody knew material reality had to be replaced by molecular reality, which had to be replaced by atomic reality, and then it was clear that actually something kicks the electron from one orbit to the other, so there is a metaphysics, as they used to call it. Actually, it's a hypophysics, because it is subatomic. Hypo means under. So there's this subatomic, hypophysical, metaphysical reality where things are immaterial. It was already clear. Matter is immaterial because everything material originates from the immaterial, which is the quantum space. Quantum fluctuation. Hey, ha, ra, bravo, tetrionics. Tetrionics shows it perfectly clear. From the quantum domain comes the atomic domain, comes the molecular domain, comes the material domain. And with that understanding, that whole domain that only the material matters is totally wrong. In the material, you can say A gives B, you have causality, you program a computer, and you have predictability, verifiability, repeatability, for the simple reason that you do not allow anything else to happen. A gives B, that's the end of the story. That's the logic that they know. And of course, once A went to B, something that was no longer is, something else now is, so you have the zeros and the one at that kind of level of thinking. But at the level of causality, you simply represent that by A gives B. At the level of molecularity, invalid, doesn't happen like that, doesn't exist like that, stop talking like that, because at the molecular level, A gives B, but B gives A. The one turns into the zero, turns into the one, turn the one sideways and you see the zero again. Turn the zero sideways and you see the one again. A gives B, B gives A. Chemical domain shows that the materiality of the realm of robots is not real. So when people want to robotomize people to make them verifiable, repeatable, and predictable, they are simply creating an artificial intelligence to turn people into robots, literally, by turning them into slaves, literally, by making them subordinate to a database, literally, to which they themselves have no access. Everybody's given that promise of you can now connect into your database, you can now control your home from away, as if they are now the masters of this house as a slave. And people don't see that everything that they have put into that database defines them, like the Lüscher color test. By whatever they have added into the database, they have entered themselves into the database. The film Tron, T-R-O-N, was already about that. Somebody who got caught into the computer and became a computer, and that whole concept of robotization or lobotomizing is taking away the freedom of choice, so that people become a robot in a database which serves the benefit of something others, as the movie, the film Matrix already described. So that's only the physical reality, but that physical reality is actually molecular, a chemical. A gives B, B gives A, go one level deeper to the atomic. And there is no A gives B and B gives A, because A and B are directly interchangeable. The electric and the magnetic, they are like arrows pointing at each other. It's not that there is something in between that goes from one side to the other, but there's something in the middle in which the electric and the magnetic are directly linked. That's called the zero point. That's where the electric wave and the magnetic wave cross and come together. And in these zero points, everything is connected. It's no longer about the waves. When Einstein was talking about the waves, it's in the crossing point. And when Planck was talking about the electron as a particle, it's no longer the particle, because it's the crossing point of the waves. It is the phase change in the wave field, what happens at the atomic level. So there's A and B, electric and magnetic, are in direct interaction. The one changes, the other changes. The change of the one is a change of the other. It's not a causality in with a direction anymore. but it's like an immediate bouncing up and down. It's like an immediate mirroring what changes on the one side changes on the other side. I go one level deeper, thanks to tetrions we can now get there. You go into that level where A equals B, B equals A. There is no mirroring anymore because the quantum fluctuation is the thing turning over on itself. A and B are simply the one side of the quantum, the other side of the quantum, and the quantum keeps on flipping and rotating. And so that's where the materiality has become the meta-reality. And the immaterial is the only thing that matters, because as quantum tetrionics describes it, only the quantum field can form and move matter. So the people who are looking at the material side of things, they are just at the rear end of the process of manifestation. The zipper of manifestation is very simple. The photon leap can trigger the electron leap in the atom, which can then trigger the electron oscillation in the molecule, which can then create an electron bonding, which forms the material. Dematerialize the electron, get the electron to move in the material, and you have the molecular back. Get the electron oscillation out of the molecule, and you get back to the atom. Get the electron out of the story, and you see that it is a quantum dynamic field which moves the electrons. So we do not have electromagnetics as the base of reality, but we have the combination of electromagnetics and electron magnetics. It's only when the the electrons in the atom are activated and form the molecules and form the materials, that in a way you get caught up in this movie Tron, electron magnetics. So the people who believe in the material sciences, material physics, material reality, they look at what is but do not understand how it originates. They can see what they see, but they cannot see what they do not see. And the way to get out of that is you need to take the hallucinogenic drugs, or you need to have your shiatsu experience, or you need to have your walk and see the sunset, and suddenly in you feel that there is something that fundamentally changes, that you feel that you're connected to everything. And then when that connectedness is felt, the outsider observer of classical science becomes the reactor of relativity theory, who then can become the interactor of quantum theory, who can actually kick the quantum leap, create a quantum change, who then can come back to the creator, who realizes that everything originates in consciousness. Now I want to sort of, I've now built a bridge. The bridge was, how can we connect the immaterial and the material? And that bridge had already been built by the alchemist. Alchemist said, matter is molecules, molecules is atoms, atoms is actually quantum phase space. We now have the other terminologies to go with it. And we can simply say that reality as it is an ongoing transmutation of how electrons, protons and neutrons interplay. Are they just protons, neutrons, electrons, and we call it atomic? Are they protons, neutrons, electrons in clusters, we call it molecular? Or are there lots of protons, neutrons, and electrons, and we call it material? But the material is still created by the immaterial, the quantum domain. So the people who live in hell, they believe in the material, they believe that the material is, everything has to be material, and in a way they are right, because one of the powers of consciousness is that you can materialize things. But they're also totally wrong, because you cannot turn that around. You cannot then say, I have materialized something, so the material is it. It is like somebody has created a musical composition and then says, well, now there is music. Now the music was there, but it has been made manifest. You cannot turn it around, and as the Urantia book formulated, do not become a servant of your servants. The material is simply the reflector, the echo of that you have understood something in the consciousness domain. You've been able to get the atoms in a row, you've able to get the molecules to string together, you'll be able to make something tangible, and now there you have your weaving machine, you have your clock, you have your computer, you have your robot which pretends to be a human, but it is not. As the devil story said, it is simply an echo of something that was, as the story of Narcissus has it. If you don't see that it is an echo, you can only hear if something is an echo, then you're not seeing that, you're only seeing your own reflection. You get trapped in your own reflection. You cannot turn that around. That what you see in the machine is not you. The robot does not represent you. The robot is not you. The robot cannot replace you. The robot can replace actions that you do, in the same way that the robot can, the clock can keep time for you. But the robot is only aping what you have done already, in the same way that reflexes echo what you've done already. So the shadow side, or the dark side, or the material side of things is where the electrons, the photon gets stuck as the electron forming the material. But that simply is the echo, the printout of something that was thought up at a totally different level. So you cannot turn it around and say, we now have a robot which can echo what we do, so now we created something that thinks. No, you created a robot which echoes what somebody else has done. The robot cannot come up with something else. Artificial intelligence cannot create anything. It can only replicate something. Yes, it can mix it together, like a cook can have different ingredients and then mix it up to a soup. But the artificial intelligence cannot create the plants from which the soups came. And artificial intelligences, or say synthetic biology, does the same. When they say they now have artificial life, no, they have not. They have taken bits of plants and animals and things, cut them up, pasted it together, and then think that if they took the cog wheels out of the various clocks and put them together, that they have a new clock. No, they don't have a replication of the way that in the universe the planets move, because there are electromagnetic information fields which move them. So a lot of people are very happy when they are able to create their mirror image. It's the narcissistic approach. Now they have a machine which looks like them, which behaves like them. But to say it is like them is a misconception. And the people who make this misconception are the same people who used to have their children do what they were doing. So they created slaves out of their children. And if they ran out of children, then they had the Roman legions go out over the world and bring in more people to turn into slaves. The whole philosophy of robots and slaves is the same. And when you have slaves doing what you want to do, or you have robots doing what you want to do, then you're simply a narcissist who projects intent on others, which is a bit like a baby hollering and hoping that the parents will come and put them to bed, or give them something to eat, or clean their diapers, or play with them. Those are very primitive, primordial needs which exist in the baby as a starting point, because they're totally dependent, but which still exist in the narcissist, the psychopath, and the sociopath, because they got locked into one of those primordial states of being, most often because they were trapped in a traumatic experience. So this robotic side of reality and the lobotomizing of people to enter into that reality is very strongly related. So your term of a robotomy is so clean and clear to make it so simple. I cannot make the story much more simple. As I said, there's too many threads coming together, like the neurons in the plexus. But the same as with the drops and the crests of the waves on the many waves on the ocean, there's just a wind blowing from one direction, creating this set of waves, the wind blowing from the other direction, creating that set of waves. This is a wave reflected from that land edge, creating another set of waves, and so on. Ship passing by, fourth set of waves. Once you see that the waves are created by something underlying it, then also you can see that material science, the robot thinking, the slave thinking are all part of the same understanding of disconnected thinking. Disconnected in the sense that the material is not connected to the spiritual. Not surprising, because of course the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Jews, the Greeks, the Romans, they had their slave societies. Basically, children were not allowed to grow up. The dominant parent was just a dictator. In Greece, the so-called democracy, 7% of the people were free and the women didn't count. So essentially it's only about 3% of the people determining the lives of the others and then calling themselves a democracy. Democracy or autarky is when everybody can create their own life, have their own life decisions, be free to be as they want to be, not be an extension of somebody other, not be an extension of a narcissist, not being an extension of a parent who never grew up, not being an extension of a robot or a database. And so the other part of the story is then, say, the spiritual part of being, where people are connected to their soul. And then the word robotomized then connects us to the word lobotomized. When people are lobotomized, the frontal cortex is basically destroyed. But when you look at the way the brain works, the brain is the counterpart or the echo of the organs. The organs are the counterpart or the circulation of the vegetative system. The vegetative system is the unfoldment of the zygote, the first cell. That's what the story of the Garden of Eden is about. The brain is the apple, the animal system is the circulation. The vegetative system is the tree in the Garden of Eden, and the Garden of Eden is the holy bone in our body, the cell in the bone, the cell in the earth. With that understanding, you can then see that from the cell to the plant to the animal to the conscious being, the human being, Homo sapiens sapiens, which is simply the echo of the spore becoming a fungus, becoming a virus, becoming a microbe, which is actually a back and forth cycle. And then you can see that there is this fundamental principle in which the brain is the counterpart of the organs, and in the brain you can see the same as what you see in the cell. In the cell, described by Bruce Lipton, you have the sensor protein, you have the portal protein, you have the linking protein, and you have the DNA mantle protein. The sensor protein is the sensory system. The portal protein is the metabolic system. The linking protein is the cognitive system, the psychosomatic thinking system. And the DNA mantle protein is the memorization, the storage, but also the transcendence of memory capacity. That we see in the brain as the forebrain, the left brain, the right brain, and the hindbrain. In the forebrain, That's the one point focus which the Buddhists talk about. In India they call it Arjuna. The left brain is where the point focus on the front is turned into a line of linear logics, the stepping stones of reason operated by the left brain. The right brain is the planes of discrimination, the surfaces of distinction, the maps are of realization. And the hind brain, also known as Krishna, is the integration, is the volume of our realization. So in the brain we have the point on the front, the line on the left, the plane on the right, and the volume on the rear. Same as what the alchemist said, the earth three-dimensional, time, water, the surface two-dimensional, air one-dimensional, the fluctuation, and fire zero-dimensional, emergence and emergence. So in the brain we have all of that, and then when people come by and lobotomize, they block that whole individuation process, the capacity to identify with things, the capacity to choose your involvement. And so later they did the chemical lobotomy, and now they're looking at the electromagnetic lobotomy. The mRNA is doing the same kind of lobotomy. Every time they just go level deeper. But of course it always will fail, because at the moment that people are born, at some point their soul incarnates, and when people die, at some point their soul excarnates. So in destroying the body by lobotomy, or by chemical lobotomy, or by radio wave lobotomy, by using mRNA injections plus 5G radiation, you simply block the body in what it can do. In the medical terminology, it is known as a lock-in syndrome. Everything works, but the connection to the outside world is not there. It's like you have a computer totally functioning, but the cable to the loudspeaker is loose, and so on the outside you do not see what's going on the inside. And in a way that's what the material sciences have proclamated, that things need to be material. The weaving rack, which was the foundation of computer programming, the clocks and the cuckoo clocks, which was the foundation of computer design as well, then the computers, and then the robot, and then still continued pretense that the devil has now created heaven, that Lucifer has now, the devil has now become Lucifer again. That it's interesting, because the people who are involved in this, they're actually known as Luciferians, call themselves the Luciferians. They believe that Lucifer is the fallen angel, and the fallen angel rebelled against God and decided, I will go and do it my way. But that's not really what the story was about. The story of the fallen angel is about soul incarnating. A long, long, long time ago, a contract was made with Earth to make this a place for incarnate beings, paradise. Earth agreed, and then souls incarnated into Earth. First souls, spirits identified with the sun and danced along in the flames of the sun. I'm now citing some very old texts. And then the sun spewed out the planets, and on the Earth some of these fragments of soul were dancing along with the volcanoes, with the air, with the lightnings, with the oceans, and with the Earth. And as a result, lightning creating amino acids, these fragments of consciousness were able to weave together amino acids into proteins, RNAs, DNAs, and as a result of that information parcel weaving together molecules, material life was created. And some people got caught up with this materialization so much that they believed that it was all matter. They no longer saw what produced, what created the form of matter. And when you look at the material forms, as science does, we can measure it, we can weigh it, we can time it. That is just, say, the result, a third of the process of creation. That's what the alchemist, the occultist realized. Look further and see how it came to be. And then you can see that the material comes from the fluid, comes from the gas, comes from the invisible. The bound electrons come from the electron flow, come from the electron cloud, come from the quantum fluctuations. And then everything starts to connect, because then you can understand that the quantum level is where everything really takes place. But we can't see it. It's the water in the fish, the water around the fish, the water that forms the fish. It's the quantum field that creates the fish. So the reality that we see then helps understand where that, what we see, originated from. But you cannot narcissistically turn that around and say that the reality that you see is what is. That's where the psychosomatic trauma of the narcissist operates in, the lack of empathy. They cannot feel within themselves that they no longer connect to the everything that is. They within themselves are connected to mind. They can think quick, they can think fast, they can think many interesting thoughts, but it is no longer connected to soul. When they work with mind, they work with mental projections and mental explorations, and magic describes that a lot. But the other part of it is that they have the soul part, in which the soul is basically in our body, the antenna into spirit. By the soul, we have this gangway that we can leave the sinking ship and go into the universe as a whole. We can jump overboard, jump back into the ocean. And in the soul, there is that connection that you know that the others have a soul too, and that we are all connected in our soul, and that the connection between soul and soul and soul is that what people call love. That in their soul, they realize that somebody else has a soul. And we all do our different things. We do seemingly opposite things. We do seemingly same things. But in our soul, we are all connected, and we're part of that much larger thing, which is called spirit, which is the potential of the universe as a whole. But people who are not connected to their soul, they don't experience that. They don't see that somebody else is part of the same. They think that the connection to others is via their mind, that they need to control that. They don't understand that we are all connected in by love, and thus in freedom. And how can I now round this off in an elegant way? Because essentially I've told the whole story, but I in a way still need to explain how the ocean, the wave crest, and the drop from the wave crest are, as the metaphor of the wave shows, they're just the ocean, a movement in the ocean, a specific discernment which you can make in the movement of the ocean, in the wave crest, and the possibility for something to emerge out of that, the drop of the water. Actually, this is the same principle as described in Tetrionics, as you have the quantum fluctuation, which is at first level. Then at the second level, you have the photon aggregation, the emergence of waves, or the perception of waves on the ocean, in the ocean. And at the third level, you have the W boson, which is where you can see that there is this crest that can form, the precursor of a condensation. And then, whoop, the drop comes out of the ocean, and you have the creation of the tetrion, which is then the origin of everything material, and that's also why Tetrion can so clearly say everything material has been formed and is moved by the quantum field. Everything material is formed and moved by the quantum field, so it is a quantum field that is the foundation of materiality and the material reality. And the material reality simply is like we have in our nervous system, from the sensory cell through the neuron, through the plexus into the brain. The sensory cell responds with a burst of all frequencies, a Dirac pulse. Then the neuron responds with specific frequencies, a time sequence, a Fourier code. Then the neural plexus responds by a chord, a kind of buzz of different frequencies, a moiré hologram, a moiré array, and that goes into the brain where the hologram is formed. So it goes from a point to a line to a plane to a volume, and in that same way the material reality is a 3D frozen form of the two-dimensional time process with the time cycles, which originated out of the so that's the traveling wave in the time domain, which originated out of the shock wave in the energy domain, the electron leap, which is possible because at the quantum domain something already changed. So when people look at the material, they only look at the electron leap, the molecular electron flow, the material electron fixation. So they miss out on that fourth level of the quantum dynamics, which is underlying it all, but which is immaterial, which is non-physical. And that's what science has already found. You need to go from the physical to the chemical to the electromagnetic, and only then can you go to the informatic. But in the informatic, you experience that everything is connected. And the psychopaths, they don't have that experience. They don't feel that they're part of the universe as a whole. They can see only things from their perspective, and everybody else is just like a mirror ring. That's the image of Narcissus with the pond. Everybody else is regarded as an inside-out version of themselves, an extension of themselves, and that mirroring, in science it's called the symmetry and the symmetry break, that mirroring needs to be broken, that they realize that others are not their mirror image, they are not their reflection, they are not their extension, but others are different. There are other drops in the ocean, and that the connection is not through the surface of the drops of the water where the drops reflect each other, but that it is in the orange of the water in the ocean. And that requires the connection to the soul, and that is then also the conclusion of this exploration. The answer to the robotization is basically to stop believing what the narcissists say, and to stop reflecting them, to stop mirroring them, to stop playing with them, for the simple reason that every move you make, they will reflect for you. So you think you're doing something, but they're only showing you your own reflection, because in a way there's nobody home. They are locked into their traumatic experience, and they operate in their subconscious, unconscious or out of conscious reflex schema. Yes, they are fast, yes they are accurate, yes they are impressive perhaps, but they themselves are robots. So when you let yourself be roboticized by robots, that's not a very good idea. But the solution is very simple. The difference between them and you, I hope, is that you can connect to your soul, I hope. Once you connect to your soul, you can connect to the souls of others, and you experience the others in love. You experience that there is so much more than your own experience. You are part of a symphony orchestra. The music that you play so wonderfully fills up and adds to the music everybody else is playing. and you're no longer a single instrument, but you're this whole orchestra with this, this cosmic harmony and unfolding out of what you're experiencing together. Robotization, robotomized or lobotomized, it's actually your choice. Are you letting others determine your identity, your individuality, your integrity? Or are you willing to step back from anybody who tries to do that and step into the cold of loneliness if needed, to discover that your being doesn't come from your connection to them, their idiots, but that your being stems from your being connected to your soul, being carried by your soul, and that's where you then experience what all these religions and all these mystery schools and all these mystic trainings talk about, that you really in you, in your body, experience that you are so much more than you, that you're so much more than your body, that you're so much more than what's going on around you, and that you're unique because you can actually do something about everything that is happening, because you're the gardener of paradise, you're the creator in creation, you're the human in humanity who can actually heal earth by being connected to soul and by disconnecting from the people without soul. So you have the choice to robotomize, lobotomize, simply because somebody else tells you to do that. Or you can realize that, no, they're not telling that for you, but they just want to have you as a slave, and you have the choice if you want to be a slave. And if you don't want to be a slave, you just disconnect from all of that. Like in the film The Matrix, you step out of that cocoon and go back into your body, connect your body not to their machinery, their artificial intelligence, their robot rodeo, but connect it to your soul. And then in your soul, discover that you're suddenly connected to everybody else who's connected to soul, that in soul connected to everybody else, you suddenly realize that you're all connected to spirit, and that there is this huge understanding of what creation is doing, that there is this immense feeling of how together with others you are creating something beautiful, and that that is the choice that you have by not entering into the deceptive presentation of the so-called news and the so-called politics and the so-called attractions of advertising and so on, trying to have you sell your soul, but coming back to your reality of knowing that you're unique, that you're different, that you're distinct, that your identity is the basis of your integrity as a creator in creation, and that you need to be the ambassador of your reality. You are responsible for protecting your body and your soul, and that you need to be able to say no at the moment that somebody invites you to do something crazy. And to learn to do that is what life on earth is about. The seductions will be there, the invitations will be there, because we are living on heaven and hell at the same time. And so this is the lesson that you learn, to enter into hell or not, or to enter into hell to come out of hell again, and then to enter into hell and release the devils from hell so that they can become angels again, or that you step into hell and really have hell turn you into a devil. If you connect to your soul, then you automatically feel that you're connected to everybody's soul, and as a result you also experience automatically that you're connected to spirit, which is the quantum domain, which is the field of love, which is the field of consciousness, and you know that everything else is different, that the material reality is the painting on which we by our footsteps add new story to the painting. But as generators, operators, and destroyers, at the moment that it's necessary to say no, it is good to say no. At the moment that there is shit around you, it's good to clean it up. And at the moment that everything is cleaned up, with all of the others who can see that it is otherwise, you step out of hell, step into heaven. And instead of lobotomized, you know that you are actually, let's say, Arjuna the healer, understanding that Krishna already has the consciousness of what universe and creation is about. And that when you do that, you find that there are others who do that. And then you discover that when you do that together, and many hands make light works, and really think of very quickly, are very easy to do. Yeah, enjoy. Make up your own mind. Think your own thoughts.